the Tao. The Tao is an empty vessel. It is used, but never filled. Unfathomable. We're going to talk about emptiness in this discourse. I hope to be able to help you understand something beyond the confines of mind. Most of us miss our entire life because we live in the confines of our provincial thinking. We are very small-minded, parochial in our thoughts. We are out of proportion with life itself. People like to feel good when they think they have accomplished something. When they're being acknowledged for their accomplishments. But the truth of the matter is, we had nothing to do with it. I'll tell you what it was. Events and circumstances, for whatever reason, you can muster up in your mind, did not happen because of you or me. Rather, events and circumstances were in proportion to our countenance, to our providence. For a brief moment in our life, we were in proportion to the Tao, to the empty vessel. Can't be thought. It can't be taught. It is something that happens when one is in proportion to love. Our actions may help the proportion come to manifestation in this lifetime. But we must begin to understand they are not our accomplishments. We did not do these things. We like to take credit for these things. We must be quiet. In emptiness, we must be quiet. We must find our proportion. Our proportion to life, our proportions to our countenance. Our countenance is what we emulate, and what we emulate comes from the providence of what we have brought into this lifetime through many past lifetimes. The greatest accomplishment is that of emptiness, of no thingness. If we recognize emptiness within us, we can cultivate selflessness. In that selflessness, where there is no self, there is just the Tao, the unfathomable. Where there is just the Tao, we find our proportion. It is that relationship with the Tao. Our proportion is our relationship to silence. And that is the only way we can be with the Tao in that proportion. Silence is the answer. We lose our way quickly. when we're in this crazy world, because we have become something out of proportion with life itself. We have missed how we have missed is that we have added whatever the human experience is sensing, feeling, doing at that point, at that moment in life. Worry, frustration, anger. To be in proportion to the Tao simply means I am not a Gregory. I am not the heir that receives impulses from his parents. I'm not the heir apparent. Rather, I am not even a person. The ego sits as the emperor of personage, but in doing so, it misses. We have lost our providence, our proportion to love, our proportion to the Tao, which is emptiness. In this crazy world that we live in, due to the fact we're trying to survive in it. In that survival, both physically, biologically, and even in a sense, spiritually, we miss. We do not understand the depth, the character of what it means to embrace emptiness. The human mind cannot go there. You can tell how far away you are from that which is infinite by just realizing how you think of the word empty. And it's not a word that brings about insight, meditation, deep inner contemplation. It frightens us. We first look to our coffers and think, if that were empty, what would I do? And the mind goes on worrying. We're out of proportion. We're out of proportion with the Tao, which is endless. It can never be filled. It can never be totally used up. It can be used, but it can never be totally used up. So sit with me here just for a moment and let this discourse from here on be nothing but contemplation. Your emptiness, which does not appeal to the ego, the ideals of survival, of right and wrong, good and bad even, is the only thing that is necessary. Just to sit in your emptiness, in your quiet, without trying to move from one place to another to get something you want, but rather to be in proportion to the Tao, which is endless, unfathomable. If you can sit for periods of time during your day in the emptiness, without trying to fill it with ideas, to sit in the proportional, that which has relationship with the infinite, with the Tao, if you are willing to sit in that, then something brings you to a place within yourself. is that place that I call the All Is Well. You see, all of us in this life have experienced this All Is Well moment. The conditions were right. The proportions were there. It would seem like a divine accident, as it were. But what it really is we are in proportion to life, rather than fussing around with worrying about right and wrong, what we need, what we don't have. Rather than doing all of that fussing and fighting, thinking we need to accomplish, what we do is we bring on unnecessary trouble. And we lose the point of view of the way. We don't see the way anymore because we are troubled. In losing the way, I have lost myself, my authentic. Tuangsa, one of the great disciples of Lhotse, tells a story about exactly what I'm talking about. It's a story about two different persons who had lost a sheep. One person got very depressed and lost himself in drinking and gambling, trying to forget his misfortune. The other person decided that this would be an excellent chance for him to study the classics and quietly observe the subtleties of nature itself. Both men experienced the same misfortune, as it were. But one man lost himself because he was attracted to the experience of loss, while the other found himself because he was not attracted to gain and loss. He just waited. This makes no sense to us. We think in terms of action and reaction. When difficulties arrive, we never think of turning to the source. A great Zen artist was asked, "What is the essence of Zen art?" He replied, "Nothing extra." In other words, why add to anything a thing? Just wait and watch. The mind is filled with the ideals of things. Right, wrong, good, bad. What's important, what's not important. The mind is always being chased by death and pain and sorrow. Always. And the reason for this is that the emotions are running away from pain and death. And I'll tell you why. Because they, in the bottom line, are the essence of our death, our biological, psychological, and spiritual death. It is our emotions that we are dealing with. And when they are, as they always are, out of proportion with the providence of love, we lose our life. If you can sit with this in meditation, observing, You will never really return back to your emotions for guidance, for energetics, which define our providence and put us in proportion to our own self-destruction. We will no longer do that. The great accomplishment is something we cannot understand. Understanding is merely bias, Gregory's bias. It is not true understanding. Gregory cannot accept emptiness. He cannot accept anything beyond his own bias. So rather than fighting with him, the realization that he is out of proportion with silence. That he must become the empty vessel is useless. The empty vessel lives apart from his humanity. There is a part of you listening to this discourse right now that is that empty vessel. It knows of what I am speaking of, sharing with you. But for you to understand it would be to ruin it. If you, the you, understands any of this, all is lost. Emptiness is that space, that providence, that proportion to the Tao, where we enter into something that cannot be understood. It does not belong to the worldly sense of providence, of living. Rather, it belongs to that gap, that pause, that space between our thoughts. You can feel it right now. You can sense it deep inside of you. But the ego will want you to go and dig it up, and it knows that if you try, you will lose your emptiness. So rather than bring things into our understanding, it is best to leave our understanding and live in the proportions of no understanding. Just to see things as they are, to recognize everything as is, and add nothing extra to it. No Greg Penn understanding, in my case. It is to sit empty of all things, wanting nothing, as Buddha put it, with all of your heart. In this emptiness, you pass into the providence of proportion for love, for life. Lhasa uses very few words, and for a good reason. Words confound us. Words open up interpretation, but Lhasa does not do that. He does not think in terms of thoughts and words, nor did any great master avatar that came to us. I'm going to give you a meditation. I want to work with you in meditation. I want you to sit with me quietly. Close your eyes, take a breath. The sage, Lhotse says, moves through life, not caring about his own living. He just lives simply, lacking in distinction, lacking in camaraderie with others that think him a fool. He judges no one. His feet leave no prints. This is the perfect man. His boat is empty. With me right now. Empty your boat. Let go of understanding. Let go of assumption and presumption. Untangle the knot. Soften your glare.